Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara Show, Friday episode, and it's weird because Oscar is one more day. He's still away.
Yeah.
And Mike has stepped out of the room to check on the cabinets. I'm sure the cabinets are coming along just fine. And he's going to join us for the body of the show, Pony. But right now, it's just us. I feel a little alone. Would it be okay if I made a phone call?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, we're going to make a phone call here. Just dial it up here. This is a number I was able to find online. Oh. This will surprise you. This is a great newsmaker, and maybe you've heard about this guy. Yeah, you've heard about this guy.
Is it Donald Trump?
It's not Donald Trump. It's not a political news guy.
That's right.
But this is someone that's in the papers. You've heard about him on television.
Okay.
He was on the internet, on the radio. All the great newspapers, they've been talking about this guy.
I can't wait.
I can't wait for him to answer.
This is a tropical storm Carl. Hello?
Yes, this is a tropical storm Carl.
Hey. Who's this? I was calling, please.
This is Rob Spiewak and Pony Boy from the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, okay. What do you want? I'm very busy. I've got the storm is, come on. What can I do for you? Hold on a second.
Hey, can't you just take a break for a second?
There we go. Okay. What can I do for you?
That was kind of sexy. You know that.
I'm a very busy man.
You're very busy.
Your questions,
we're sorry.
But if you don't, come on.
All
right. What do you want?
Let's just start with this. What's the latest?
Yeah, the latest. Okay, I'm going to pass just east of Bermuda early Saturday. I will have maximum sustained winds Friday morning. I'm increasing them up to about 60 miles per hour. The hurricane center says that I should strengthen a little bit more. I'm feeling better. I'm feeling strong, and I could become a hurricane, but that will probably happen as I move away from the island of Bermuda. As far as Bermuda is concerned, I'm going to be just a tropical storm. That's it. Okay.
Kind of sad, isn't it?
Huh?
Kind of sad that you're not a hurricane yet.
That's it. What do you mean it's not?
I mean, because hurricane, that's the sexy one.
Yeah.
That's the sexy storm, the hurricane.
You got a problem with a tropical storm?
I never said that. I just want to know if you're sad about the fact that
you're... I could be sitting out in the Atlantic Ocean and moving around and being a tropical depression. You wouldn't want that, would you? Huh? I'm a tropical storm. I'm stormy. I got the big winds. I got the storm surge. I got everything. What do I have that the hurricane doesn't have? A little bigger wind. Oh, let me tell you something, Mr. Man. The rain that I have in my storm right now can wipe out an entire village. So to put that in your pipe and smoke it when you're saying, oh, it must be unfortunate that you're not a hurricane. Oh, that's such a drag. Oh, well, I say screw that. I'm a fine, strong, 60
yes, you are. Keep saying
storm.
That.
I am Carl.
Keep
Carl
saying that, Carl.
Tropical storm.
And
okay?
If you don't make it to hurricane status, will you suffer a tropical depression?
Oh, yeah. You know, right now, if you want to do that, why don't you talk about tropical depression, Lisa? Okay.
Oh, do you know? Do you know her?
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
What?
They just upgraded her to a tropical storm, too.
Oh, now that's the last thing you need.
Yeah, but let me just say, Lisa's maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 40 miles per hour. La, 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 la. You're not as strong as Carl. I'm going to be a hurricane before you are.
It's a girl storm.
Yeah, it's a girl storm.
Storm. That's right. The tiny little girly storm. Yeah. Why don't we do that bit? We do that one with that voice. Yeah. This storm going to pump you up.
Now this girl storm, it's called Lisa?
Lisa,
Have you met her? Are you related to her? How does it work with you storms?
On. I mean, that's for, we hang out off the coast of Africa. We're all related.
You can't date her?
We are all weather systems.
So you couldn't like take her out for a dinner or something?
I'm not close enough in proximity to her to be related. Now, if she was to be on my heels, if it was some meteorological phenomenon and we were able to join forces, then wouldn't that be special? But no, I am Carl Well, she is Lisa. We are separate, and that is the way it is. And I hopefully will not wipe out Bermuda like so many people, so many paranoid Bolivian people were all upset.
Yeah,
about
I know.
That
Oscar's down week. There, you know. I know you probably would want to speak to him. You probably could swing by and say hi.
He switched to Einan Oscar. Who are we talking about?
Einan Oscar, he is a co-host on this program, although he's rarely in the show anymore.
I don't care about that. You know, how many vacations has he had?
All of them. I think he's a sort of a 6 day on, 6 day off type guy.
That's not acceptable. As far as I'm concerned, you got to get a stronger work ethic.
What is your work ethic, Carl?
What is your work ethic? That's a personal question. I don't know. My work ethic is 24/7. I get stronger, I get weaker, but the fact is I never stop working. I have a tremendous work ethic, and I am telling you right now, wherever I land, even if it's the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, I will goose-step my way to a strong storm, okay? And I am Tropical Storm Carl. Fear my wrath.
We want
fear
to...
my wrath.
I want to make you feel your what?
Feel my wrath.
Wrath?
Wrath.
I only said rap.
We need to make sure we have this right.
Rap, it's rap. Don't you understand English? Come on, it's rap.
Do you know how to rap?
Yeah, I could do a little rap if you want me to.
Oh, you
want to
bust a little freestyle for us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not sure you any of us expected this. This is known as the pony curveball.
Okay. Get down with yourself. I'm stopping Storm Carl. I don't know what's happening, but I'm going to smile. I'm really happy now. I'm out in the sea. I'm going to knock a building down. Look at me. I'm Tropical Storm Carl, having lots of fun. When I hit your island, the work is already done. I like to get the beaches and make them erode. I love Carl. I'm the mother lord. My name is Carl. Watch out for me. Fill your eyes with awe and glee. Tropical storm winds and my big surge. That's right. Don't eat those chickens, you purge.
Very good, Carl.
Well done. Thanks.
That's great, Pony. You're the greatest straight man in the world. Throw that one at me at the last minute. I hit the ball out of the park. There you go.
Now, I want to make sure we have the records right here. Are you Carl with a C or Carl with a K?
Come on. Like, you have to ask that question, you moron. You're such a moron, okay?
Hey, listen, easy.
Carl? I am Carl, settled 305 miles south of Bermuda with a little pink sand beaches that I was sucked off the beach. That's right. They will go out into the sea. You know what they're going to have? They're going to have coral beaches, just rocks. Just nasty rocks when I get done with them, that's for sure. Big, giant coral rocks that they will have out there. Okay?
This is exciting to have you on Skype. Could I ask a personal question?
You sure can. I'm Tropical Storm Carl. What can I do for you?
Can I see the eye of the storm?
Oh,
I don't show that to anybody.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
I'm not going to show you.
Come on,
that.
Baby.
If I showed you the eye, I'd have to marry you. Okay? I can't do that. But listen, I just want to reassure all the people, the honeymooners that are on the island of Bermuda, that I will be weakening. I'm sorry, I will be strengthening, but only after I pass by Bermuda.
I want
to pass by. And if you happen to get one of those cheap hotel rooms on the eastern side of the island, that's where I'm coming closest to, okay?
Nice.
Okay, you morons. But the fact is, if you get those cheap hotel packages, that's your problem. That's the way I look at it. But I would tell you, maybe I'll give you a call back sometime when I'm strengthening through a hurricane, okay?
I would love that. Then can we see your eye?
No, I never show you my eye, okay? Because if I show you my eye, you stupid ass, I have to marry you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
My name is Sergeant Frank Drebin, Detective Lieutenant Police Squad, a special detail of the police department. There'd been a recent wave of gorgeous fashion models found naked and unconscious in laundromats in the West Side. Unfortunately, I was assigned to investigate holdups of neighborhood credit unions. I was across town doing my laundry when I heard the call on the double killing.
I understand you've had a pretty rough time.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Cigarette?
Yes, I know.
Well, where were you when all this happened?
Well, when I first heard the shot, and as I turned, Jim fell.
He's the teller, Frank.
Jim Fell's a teller?
No, Jim Johnson.
Who's Jim Fell?
He's the auditor, Frank.
He had the flu, so Jim filled in.
Phil who?
Phil did, and he's the night watchman, Frank.
If only Phil had been here.
Now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Twice came in and shot the teller and Jim fell.
No, he only shot the teller, Jim Johnson. Fell is ill.
Okay, then after he shot the teller, you shot twice.
No, I only shot once.
Twice is the holdup man.
Then I guess I did shoot twice.
Well, so now you're changing your story.
No, I shot twice after Jim fell.
You shot twice and Jim fell?
No, Jim fell first, and then I shot twice once.
Well, who fired twice?
Once.
He's the owner of the tire company, Frank.
Once is the owner of the tire company, and he fired twice. Then twice shot the teller once.
Twice.
And Jim fell, and then you fired twice.
Once.
All right, that'll be all for now, Miss Decker. You've been very helpful. We think we know how he did it.
Oh, how he couldn't have done it. He hasn't been in for weeks.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Rob Spiewak unhinging his jaw.
The greatest.
With that kind of comedy that from Police Squad or
that the original run of Police Squad when it was a TV show.
Police Squad. Frank Drummond. Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it, and if you're here, you will too. Phone lines open 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime.
Please
Our show
do.
Today brought to you by Sleep Number. We love Sleep Number. Now that it's fall, life is more hectic than ever. That's why I care about getting my best quality sleep, and that is why I love my Sleep Number bed. To be at your best during the day, you can't afford a mediocre night's sleep, but you can afford a Sleep Number bed. The Sleep Number bed lets me choose my ideal firmness and change it whenever I want. I've told you about this for years, how much I love it, how much it is a regular part of my day and my night. I sleep beautifully. It adjusts on each side so Carla can have her side and I can have my side. And it's got Sleep IQ technology that will track your sleep to let you know how you're doing. And according to Sleep IQ research, people who adjust their Sleep Number are 58% more likely to have improved sleep quality. And that, my friends, is the key to great health.
Beautiful.
You're
going
to love your Sleep Number and you're never going to want another bed ever, ever. I mean that. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep Number IQ score was 95. I feel great. Sleep IQ did me proud. A queen Sleep Number mattress with Sleep IQ technology starts at only $1,099.98. That is a great value, and you're going to love it. The durability, it lasts a long time. You're going to love it. No better sleep. Sleep Number beds and Sleep Number technology are only available at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to strike a pose.
Yes.
Like Madonna, 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 and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. I'm driving home, which we're taping a little late today. I had my last little doctor's appointment for a good long time now. I'm out of the woods with that.
For how long do you think?
About an hour. I don't know. I mean, as long as I'm fine.
That's excellent. That is such good news because you know what? You've been teasing us with two more, three more. He's got one next week for all summer long. So the fact that you've got
my last, I took my last, little pills for this little hip thing, and the guy looked at it today.
Are your bandages off your arm? Are you clean?
Everything's gone. I mean, everything's bandage been off the arm for a long time. I'm bandage free, and everything is, Look at me.
Look at you.
You are such a phony. You know what you are? You are a phony.
No!
You are a phony. Mm. When the microphone's on, look at you. Look at you.
Well, you did. You struck a pose.
What, am I special or something? Because I don't have an IV in my arm?
To me, you've always been special.
Oh, God. I swear to God.
No, but that is so cool. You didn't tell us. You have been, for months, you've had at least a bandage on your arm because you've been taking the IV.
No, that was last week. I haven't had that
all week long. You should have spotlighted that.
No,
that's a big step.
I don't care to talk about that sometimes. I am very happy to say that I'm out of the woods, but as I'm...
Awesome.
The whole point of this, I'm driving back, and Dan Patrick, who is a radio personality, has this billboard.
Yes.
And it's this giant billboard that says Dan Patrick on live now.
Okay.
And I know that Lycus does a podcast where they say, because he's streaming that. By the way, Pony, how's that going?
It's going great, Mike.
When are we going to be streaming on the app? When's that going to happen? After or before the reality show?
It's going to probably now be after the reality show, I would bet.
That's good news. Fantastic.
Isn't it, though? No.
The one we were going to have in April?
We're going to do a reality show about the app, Mike.
Yeah. So yes. Anyway, the thing about this is I want to get that cracking because I'm watching this.
Right.
And at the same time, I'm listening to a news report on a movie, and I didn't get the title of the movie. They were talking about the fact that the movie is, it's called, I think, A Write Down, where they're putting to their insurance or whatever the fact that they are throwing in the towel for this movie because they're not going to market it. They're not going to promote it because they've already realized that it's going to be such a disaster. Happens all the time in Hollywood where
sure.
They get a stinker, they screen it, they realize they've got a problem, and they want to cut their losses.
Cut their losses, sure.
And so I think it's called A Write Down. I'm not quite sure. But I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking, and during the discussion about this film that they're taking losses on, they say it was something like $150 million
okay.
to make this movie. And the discussion was, well, how much do they spend to market a movie, at which they're not going to spend now? Well, in many cases, the promotional budget for the movie, the marketing budget for the movie is equal to the production cost.
That so if seems a movie costs, ridiculous,
if
though.
If a movie cost, but it's but that's the way they do it. If a movie costs $50 million to make, they're going to market it for $50 million. That's the way, that's what they spend money. And I suddenly thought about our show.
Yeah.
And as I thought about this show, I said, well, you know, when we talk, the dollars that we talk to expand this show and expand the listeners of this show.
Right.
You know. It's funny because it'll never even be anywhere near where we could. You know, we like to think that we are on in all 50 states.
Yeah, we are.
And we are excited about that.
And we have an international presence.
Then I was thinking about these political signs that I see in people's yards. And I said to myself, the only way that we would ever get the marketing to get this show exposed would be for individuals that listen to this show to find places to put a yard sign, a giant yard sign. And I was thinking, how much, let's say we have
two like the
in
one
each
you
state.
Had for yeah. the election in 2000, that
let's
big?
Say, yeah, let's say we have two in every state. And you think about these political
That's 100 signs.
That do it. That's 100, let's say 100 signs.
Yeah.
And even if we were to foot the bill for 100 signs, that would be, what is a sign? What is a giant yard sign? What does a 4x6 yard sign cost? What would you estimate? And you give me your best guess.
I would what say, a yard say sign 4x6 feet?
Like a 4x6 cheapo, you know. That,
I would say, because it's a small run, that right. would be, you know, more expensive per. I would say $50 each.
So $50 times 100.
$5,000.
$5,000.
Yes.
We fill the warehouse with those signs, but you'd have to put, and you put in all 50 states, and then you take a picture of where your yard sign. Other than that, we don't have any marketing budget to you know, market.
Well, we've
the show.
Tried. We've been on Subways.
We did Subways like for DC.
Yeah.
Now the thing is though, if we were to rely on the good graces mm-hmm. of our listening audience, you know, and, you know, this is not putting our hand out, but saying, hey, but we gave people the information on how to make the sign. And I don't mean how to make a homemade sign. I mean how to print out the sign and get it on. If we investigated it, can you tell? This is what happens to me when I drink more than one cup of tea in the morning.
Yes.
This is the way my brain works.
Are you but on the Earl Grey still?
I'm on the Earl Grey.
Caffeinated stuff.
It's called wake up tea. That's what it's called.
Oh, boy.
So,
it's not sleepy time.
No.
You should have seen me in the doctor's office talking about the physical therapist charging me $450.
Oh, boy.
You should have seen that when I said, you know, thanks for that. Really appreciate that. By the way, you know the physical therapist ain't getting that money.
No.
So there's our medical system right there. Johnny Physical Therapy. Big Physical Therapy is getting like $400 somewhere.
Yeah, big therapy.
Anyway, but I was ranting, and then she had to take my blood pressure, and she said, breathe. Because I was all ramped up because my mind,
yeah,
you know, there's no
a transient
switch,
were,
but I'm thinking of, you know, I see this billboard and it's a crappy billboard, by the way. It's big, but it's on one of those rotating automatic signs.
Oh, I don't like
where,
that.
But I don't like it either because it defeats the product. I think it's one of the greatest rip-offs in advertising because you get 5 seconds and then they're sharing it with everybody that you know, and I'm sure they tell them it's a great deal. Let me tell you why it's not. By the time you hone in and focus on I'm interested in whatever that is, you're probably going to miss it.
It's gone.
I did see Dan Patrick on Live Now.
Well, Mike,
I did see that.
You love Dan Patrick.
I do. I love the man.
You lock in on it. One of the greatest things.
Man is a radio god. Absolutely.
One of the greatest things about billboard advertising, and if anyone has ever taken any lengthy trip on the 95 corridor on the East Coast, the billboard, you see it in the distance, and it is a static image, and you approach it, and you can focus in on it, and it's something that grows as you get closer, and that's how you get the message. It can't be
this
changing.
This is why I was thinking about, and the fact if it was a large enough, and here's the thing, I'm not buying it. I can't pay for any billboards.
Right.
I can't pay
not even that one in Manassas.
Not even the one in Manassas.
That was a
can't
great one.
Have we don't have the pocketbooks to actually pop for. Even the production for this would be a challenge for the show. We are bare bones. We are a bare bones budget show. We truly are. But the idea, especially when we launch the ideas that we've been talking about, Pony, which someday will happen, or, you know, I don't know.
It will.
They will.
It will.
Absolutely will.
I truly wish it to happen. And I know you're not the one that's responsible. I know you're involved with it. Right?
I certainly am.
Okay, I was looking at Tony, and
I thought you had something to follow with.
No, I was not. You're involved with this. That's why I ask you. And by the way, of all the things on the show that I'm frustrated with right now, that's probably number one. That's number one for me. That's what I.
It's ready. It's so close to happening though. So it's gonna it's gonna happen. You'll be
it
okay
is.
With it.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Twitch. Hey Twitch, we're taping the show right now. What's going on? Okay, bye. See you later.
It was Mark Riddell, former show employee.
It was Mark Riddell.
I hope he's all right. He didn't need bail money, did he? I hope that wasn't his one call.
I don't know.
That would be so sad.
So Twitch, hopefully he's turning on the show and he's going to listen to it this afternoon. So that was my, Rob.
I love
that
it.
That was my
what we can do
idea.
Is
what's to prevent
a viral yard campaign.
A viral yard campaign.
And here's how we go forward with it. We get some of our people that know how to do really beautiful design. I know a couple listeners that can do it standing on their head. Nice, simple design that will lend itself to something that Vistaprint can print.
By the way, and let me make it clear before Rob goes on here. Not yet.
Okay, no. Listen, no. Relax.
They're listeners right now. Because we want to do this for something special.
That's right.
That I believe I'm not allowed to talk about. Am I right about
exactly,
that?
Exactly.
Okay, but and what we're doing, and Pony, please feel free not to like bite your fingernails, but really jump in, because I do kind of need your help as to where we are with things, because this is when I want to launch this idea. This is when I think, and by the way, this will be as intense as other things like this we do. Ultimately, it's going to be like seven people that are going to do
no,
this.
No. Okay. I believe we will have representation in all of the continental United States.
But the thing is, and Pony, the reason I want to do this, because when these things do, I want to write listen now. I want it to be listen live.
Right.
Listen now. No, on now. That's the whole thing I want to do.
Urgency and make it happen now. So we have the design that we agree on. And remember, America, don't do this yet. Mentally prepare, but don't do anything yet.
But that's another reason why I'm ready. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm ready too.
I've been ready.
Yes.
Okay. And so I just need to know how proactive we can be in accelerating things.
I'm doing my best to get the other person involved in this to do their part. I spent a good 3 months slaving to set up the equipment, and it works, and it's ready to go. We're just waiting on
to pull the trigger.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. I don't like being there, to be honest.
I don't like it either. It was a lot of work.
you can have a conversation, which we rarely have, with me. And we can figure out how we can get there.
Certainly.
Because I think we need to.
Wow,
if
you want to talk with Pony in private, you are upset.
Yeah, he's desperate.
The whole idea of marketing this show. But ultimately, whatever we do, I want to hold off it. But that's the idea.
So here's our system. Our system for down the road is this.
I want to launch it in the middle of the winter when the ground is frozen.
We have yard signs are on wires now, not stakes. You can put them in frozen ground.
Yeah, well, no. See, those are too small.
Oh, okay.
We're talking, I want yard signs that are going to be on stakes.
Okay, so we will get, you're raising the stakes. We will get something.
No, don't do that. Don't stop it.
Now,
stop
listen.
It. Don't. I've got a serious idea here.
As do
and
I.
You, and you don't need to pun through this. This is,
Mike,
I told you.
It bounces around in my head. Sometimes it's got to come out.
You've been fabulous the whole week. You've been keeping it in your oversized pants, but that's one of the moments that the
Mike,
I don't.
Sometimes
don't do
they got
to me.
Bounce out. Sometimes
oh,
they got
Jesus,
to.
Jesus, God, I'd like to stab you when you do that.
All right, you know what?
Raising the stakes. Yes, a T-bone. Pun, 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 pun.
Please,
right, go ahead.
Please
right.
don't stab me.
All right,
okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Now, what we will do is we will have the sign design. It'll be mm-hmm. easily downloaded. Then the person, one from every state, hopefully two, right. will go right. to our wonderful client Vistaprint, have the sign made, right. shipped, then put in their yard on our appropriated launch date. Boom. We
and
blanket
listen,
the country.
And I'm not talking about yards exclusively. I'm talking about if you have an Uncle Willie who happens to own an old tobacco farm mm-hmm. out in the middle of Bumap. I'm talking about, you know how people do that? People do it all the time with political signs. Why can't I do it with the Mike O'Mara Show
What
sign?
About the all the general stores up and down U.S. 15?
No,
they
no,
all
see,
have
now,
signs
now you're
there,
being
too.
You're,
no.
You're being, but that, is but that
you,
shtick?
No. No, okay. I'm saying that there
you,
are rural
because a
roots.
General store is private property. You can't do it at
but
a general store.
But the owner
store.
Of the general store could do it, is what I'm saying.
The
because
owner
they
of the general
own,
store,
if you
we
have a business.
A mis- if we, I'm trying to really be serious here. If we
as
had a Mr.
am
Drucker,
I.
If we had a Mr. Drucker. But the Realistica is any option you have
right.
to get exposure for the show. And, you know, the goal would be, I'm sitting there, why not? This is, you know, what is post-recession Mike O'Mara Show all about other than thinking out of the box
right.
and trying to enlist the support and make it fun at the same time
mm-hmm.
and do this. And with these yard signs, and listen, the thing that can't happen is the little one with the wires you're talking about. That can't, no.
Too okay. cheap.
That's not going to work.
All right.
That's not going to work. It has to be at least as big as the big political signs you see. You know the ones I'm talking about. And those have a little wooden
yes.
stake that's attached.
Usually so, two. Know, two.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to be as big as my... Remember my Obama sign?
Do I? Yes.
Okay. You remember how big that one... What would that would have been? But like 12
I would
by
say,
eight
I think it was probably
like
12 by 6. Yeah.
But minimum, I want to say 3 by 5.
I think that's
I think three
yeah,
by
feet,
five
three
minimum,
feet by 5 feet,
and like
yeah.
a six by eight would be even better.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the goal, and then you send us the picture of the location and where it is
in context, so we can see where it is. Yeah,
and at the end, when all is said and done, and this would probably be in the spring of next year,
right?
And then. When you know, when we pick the person that did the best possible job, I fly to your home and I do the show from your house, and that is your little and
if they choose to accept that, Mike,
if they choose to accept
because that could be a prize or it could be a threat.
Now write this down, Pony. All this, Pony. You know these ideas.
Yes,
it is your responsibility to write down this idea where we will have people do. This is when we launch. The thing we're going to launch.
Right.
And are you confident we're going to launch this?
I'm very confident.
100%.
We goddamn well better launch it because right, so, I, again, worked my ass off.
Okay, so 100%.
Yes.
And then the thing is, when that's launched, that's how we do it. And it's going to take a while.
Right.
But I look forward to getting the pictures. That's the
this
only way
this is what
we
is
can
known
it.
As a slow saturation burn. It's
yeah,
going
but
to
it's
seep
be,
in.
But once and this is going to require this is not people doing homemade crap.
No,
it can't be done. The way this is going to be done is it's going to be one particular graphic that's going to be used for
mm-hmm.
this. And the graphic has
standardized.
To be, by the way, I you know what? Leave that up to us. That's not. We don't want that for homemade. We're going to work on that.
No,
we're
as I said, we will provide yeah. the graphic.
So we're going to show you what that is, and we can get started on our end working on that right now.
Yes.
And when that is done, we'll coincide with when we go public with this. But that was my little idea as I was looking at these, you know, and when you look at a radio billboard or, for example, in this county, the sheriff who's running for reelection, and you look at that and you go, and this dink has this massive bald-headed sign that's right up there for everybody to see. I said, okay, we're never going to have that. We're never going to have that. We're never going to have that anywhere. It's just, we can't because we are, like it or not, We are no longer a local entity. We are a nationwide show.
International.
We are a worldwide show.
International.
We are a worldwide show. And because of that, we have to be creative because we certainly don't have a worldwide budget.
No.
We don't.
No.
But we want to. And I thought it would be a neat, cool, interesting idea.
I love it.
And you're writing all this down, Pony? So
yes,
when I
am.
Say, what's that idea I talked about last week, you'll be able to tell me?
Absolutely.
Actually, right, Mike, I can see what he's writing. It says, okay. My resignation.
No, listen, Pony.
I quit.
And by the way, Pony, there is I have a designated new job for you as the executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show. When we do this, you no longer sit on your hands and think about editing the show. This is now your sole responsibility of recording the ideas that are out there. Do you remember how the junkies used to have, what was it called, the bet book?
I think so.
Remember when they do a bet on their show?
Yeah, and they would have something to refer. It was usually had something to do with chicken parmesan.
This is the idea book. This is the, now you can do it digitally, but this is the idea book. So the idea book will contain the idea of a listener viral marketing campaign to launch our other campaign, which we really can't talk about in totality right now. And when that happens, the idea is this. This is the listeners that print them out and put them in there.
We design the art.
We handle all the design and the artwork. We tell you how to get it done. You help us. You work with us. You're part of the family. That's what our show's all about.
Yes.
That's exactly what our show's all about. And the end game with this, it launches the next phase of the Mike O'Mara Show, and the reward for the best one, the one that we deem the person that went out of their mind of it. And by the way, we'll have the smallest parameters for you, but we won't have the biggest.
No, you can go as big as you like.
We can do side of a barn if you choose to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can really do that if somebody would do. And that is, and then the reward will be whoever, you know, is the Mac Daddy with this in the spring after the Masters. I will actually go to the home and do that. And hopefully it's in Florida and within driving
distance. And the other great thing we've learned here is that when you're in Florida, you mm-hmm. vote on the sheriff based on the billboard.
That's it. That's
Florida is the home of the sheriff billboard, is it not?
If you want to know who our sheriff is, you probably know him because he came to national attention during the last presidential campaign when he's the guy that got up and said Barack Hussein Obama.
That guy. Oh, yeah.
Trump country. Anyway, we'll take a break.
I don't want him to say anything bad about our president.
We will come back and I'll tell you all about the... well, you know what? Let's talk about Rob's Supper Club.
Okay.
And the Chubbixes when we
Very
come back
good.
On the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
They made up their minds.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Ta-da! There we go. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look
handsome,
at that.
No?
Look at our handsome boy. Who's that?
I'm gonna a handsome man.
What a handsome boy. Look who's a big winner. Who's the big winner in the Guy Glass sweepstakes? Look at Pony. All right, let's go around the room. Pony, am I right or wrong about that?
Oh, you're absolutely right. I can't stop looking at him.
Now I feel weird.
Pony can't say anything without sounding insincere. Ashley, brand new intern
serial killer.
Ashley. The ones he had on compared to these, night and day. Am I right or am I right?
Oh, you're right. It was so cute. I want to pinch his cheek.
Stop.
Look at that. There you go. There you go. Let's get to your review. Adrian, what do you think, pal?
I'm about to take my contacts off and buy some Warby Parkers. They look amazing.
All right. We're not doing the commercial, you dip. But that's all right.
The Mike O'Mara Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
Show. Can I say something real quick?
We're such egomaniacs. We all laugh at our own material.
Yesterday, you know, it's never fun to do the bonus show without a full compliment, but I thought the interns really stepped up yesterday.
Yeah, it was
and
fun.
And Ashley had a great bonus show. Make sure you check it out this week. It's a great
Our
one.
New intern Ashley featured on the bonus show. Lots of fun. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by MeUndies. No matter how you're dressed, you spend almost 24 hours a day in your underwear, and chances are your underwear is boring.
Boring.
Let me tell you about MeUndies. They're here to change all that. Get it? Undies? Change?
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. Every pair of MeUndies is made from Modal. Modal is a sustainably sourced fabric. When they say sustainably sourced, it's good for the world. Mm-hmm. It's good for everything. And it's twice as soft as cotton, twice as soft. This is an environmentally friendly company. You have to feel this fabric to believe it. Words cannot describe the fit and feel of MeUndies. But once you try them, you'll understand why they are called the world's most comfortable underwear, Charlie. If you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, they're free. You heard me. That's right.
What?
Free.
What?
No questions asked. Plus, MeUndies has dozens of styles and even limited edition prints that will make sure your underwear is never boring, whether anyone can see them or not. Shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada, and you can save up to $8 a pair with the MeUndies subscription plan. Get the subscription or a single pair. Either way, you get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Do it today. MeUndies.com/TMOS. Okay, Oscar's returning from Bermuda. We're not sure whether he's back yet with the hurricane or the tropical storm, but he'll be back on Monday. It's been me and Rob this week with a little help from Mr. Matthew Bloom and our interns, and you've done a very nice job this week, children. Everybody's done a wonderful, wonderful job, and I'm
as
very
well
happy.
As well as you. We've all done fine. You've done a great job.
I
yourself.
Always do.
I know.
Man, come on. Let's
that's true.
You know, really.
That's true.
I'm just feeling so much better. But anyway, Rob, earlier in the week said that he had a supper club event this past weekend.
Yeah, we tried to do, and we've talked about this in the past. You know, there's the Talamys, the Feuerbachs, and Mike's favorite, the Chubbucks. And the Spiewaks were four couples that all live in the Leesburg area of Loudoun County. And every month we try to get together and do our supper club. And the way it runs is that, you know, we rotate and you make
Hello,
a meal.
Mrs. Chubbucks.
You trade.
We trade. We
swap.
They just swing by. And we do it. And this was our month. Now, we hadn't done it since May. We all have
Mrs.
kids.
Chubbuck. This is Michael Merritt just with a special greeting for Mrs. Chubbucks. Is it Chubbuck or Chubbucks?
It's the Chubbuck family.
So, oh, so hello, Mrs. Chubbuck.
Oh, it's not as fun now that you're getting their name right. they're gonna be at the improv. I can't wait for you to meet her.
I'm sitting next to Mrs. Chubbuck.
Yeah, I think you're gonna like her. You're gonna like them all.
All right, good.
Anyway, so it was our turn. We hadn't met since May, since we all have kids. You know, the summer is a lot of times hard to make schedules jive and work out.
Yeah, and your kids are all like the same age.
That's yeah, as a matter of fact.
You do the whole suburban thing. Where
well,
you
know, the Chubbucks have about 30 kids, so they always have a kid that's the same age as somebody.
But, I mean, it's the suburban deal where, you know, if you have a kid in school, you end up being friends with the parents.
Right? Well, yes and no, because
well,
we are acquaintances with lots of people at all school, right. But these are friends. These are good people. These are not ones that were forced. We get together with these ones by choice.
Yeah, but I mean, the I'm saying that's true.
Yeah,
that's why
yeah but that's what brought us together.
You know, if you were to befriend every parent that has a kid in the same class,
no.
You know, you'd have, you know, they had 50% able.
You're crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Right. We're lucky that we have this many that okay. are cool.
And you've had them, and these have been friends since your kids have been in school.
Long,
right?
Long time. As a matter of fact, it came out after the fact that we were one time, Carrie and I were invited to this circle of friends to be auditioned, quote unquote, for Supper Club to see if we would fit in.
They joked about that, but it was kind of true.
Oh, right? It was absolutely true. It absolutely okay. was. So we actually, you know, we've all gotten to be very good friends.
Do you feel, you know, much like you would feel pressure in like a show sense, did you feel... when you went to that initial meeting with them, that maybe there was
no, because we had no idea. We just thought it was a get-together. We didn't even know there was a supper club.
Okay, so you didn't care.
No,
that's cool.
And it all worked out very, very well. So going into it, we knew that it was our turn, and this was to be last weekend, Saturday night, and you always try to make a nice dinner, but you also want to keep it sort of simple. Because if you're entertaining, you don't want to spend the evening in the kitchen. So I said, you know what we're going to do?
Is it true that they still do the thing where, like, if you're having marinara sauce, which is a red sauce, or you're having a, like, yellow squash, mm-hmm. whatever the color of the primary food item is, the women all wear the same colored panties?
Yes, exactly. Which is why, Mike, we only serve transparent alcohol.
Okay.
More vodka or gin? Of course.
We're having black beans tonight, Mrs. Chubbuck.
And the men, Mike.
I love those patties.
The men all dress in edibles. Yeah. I'm only wearing licorice.
Don't ruin it. It's my riff. Come on now. Just don't. You don't need to participate. Just tell your story. Thank you.
So going into it, Carrie and I, we said, you know what? We had one of the last nice weekends of the summer. It was going to be cool, but not mm-hmm. too hot. And I said, let's get some nice steaks. We'll do baked potatoes, set up like fixings for the baked potatoes and some asparagus. You know, nice.
You don't miss with that kind
we
of
can't
a,
go
a
wrong.
Deal.
No, perfect.
Who would be upset about going to a home where they're serving steak and taters?
So we get up on Saturday morning and all we got to do is hit the store and get our supplies. And Carrie says, you know what I saw online? Keep in mind, at 9:25 when I sat down on the sofa on Saturday morning, everything was planned. Everything was done.
And they're coming over Saturday night.
Saturday night, 6 o'clock. Okay. And so all we got to do is go do it. I mean, gas in the grill, we're set. I sit down at 9:25, 9:30. Carrie says, you know what I just saw online? The local brewery's doing Oktoberfest. Let's do German dinner tonight.
I said, sort of a last minute.
I said, so.
See, if you tell me you're serving steak and potatoes and then I show up and it's German dinner, I'm pissed.
Well, yeah. No, here's the deal. So then I said, well, we kind of had something set. And she says, yeah, but this would be fun. And I wanted to say, and for who will this be fun?
Does she like the sauerkraut and all that?
Carla
loves that. Garbage.
Well, it's not crap. It's delicious.
I don't care for it. No, so she sent out to me is like sauerkraut is like poop on a plate. I do not care for it.
Well, we do that too, but we Mike something for everybody. So what she did is she sent out a quick Facebook message to say if everyone would be okay.
Okay, all right, hold on a second. I don't want him to die.
Stop.
God, if you died while I was doing the show, that would be, oh, man.
It would suck.
I would at least want Oscar here for that.
A lot of paperwork.
All right, so we said, yeah, write that down in the book. Here's the idea. Rob dies, but Oscar's here. And we do the funeral at your house.
Are you getting better? He's been a trooper this week.
He has,
I give him a tremendous amount of crap. But Rob, poo-poo. You know, with the one down this week, has picked it up, and you've done a very good job. Do not get happy.
No, Mike, I haven't been happy since 1988.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So she sends out a quick Facebook message to everybody, would that be okay? And everyone says, yes, that'd be fine. So we start to put together the meal. Now it's 10 o'clock. We have 8 hours to do it. Here's what we do. We say bratwurst, of course, something a little fancier. We also do a small pork tenderloin with a German seasoning.
Oh, now, okay. That's really, for a last minute switch, that to me. And you haven't gone to the grocery store yet, right?
No. But the problem I had was the mindset, is that everything was set, and then we moved it. And
you're a nudgenik when it comes to that kind of crap.
Because I like to
like
be in a...
You like things to be right. You like it all to be in you.
That's been in your mind the way you were planning it.
I don't see how that's a problem, but
were
yes,
you
gonna that's
Were you going to get the steaks at the box store? Were you going to go to the Costco?
No, I was going to... It's gonna go and murder the cow.
No, you.
Of course, Costco is good. I get most of my meat at Costco.
Big steak. Boo. Don't have to respond every time I talk to you. Just keep plodding along. I want to hear this story. Okay?
And so I did do.
I'm doing now what you do to me. You see?
I understand.
All, just forge ahead. Please,
so we also we got poop on a plate. We got sauerkraut that I was going to doctor up.
God, I hate sauerkraut. Did you slow cook it?
Yeah, I did. And then with onions. And then we also did. Oh. Baked apples from scratch and German potato salad. Okay?
Okay. I'm not a German food. You know, I didn't like them in the war. I didn't like them in
the war. Of course. Yeah. Mike, you know, they are traditionally painted. If you looked over the past 100 years, they're sort of an opponent. I will give them that. Yeah. What is that opponent?
How did you prepare the bratwurst?
The bratwurst, I slow simmer and then crisp up on the grill. Because, and this is another thing. Because it was a warm night, this was a major victory, is that when you boil stuff in the kitchen, that's what makes the house get hot faster than anything.
Yeah.
I actually did all my boiling on the grill. I have a side burner, so I did my boiling outside.
You're a genius.
I am a genius. So we did the potatoes and all that, and so we did that. But I said, you know what this really needs, Carrie? What we need is beer. And so I think we should take a break, and I'll come back and tell you the problem that came with the beer for the Oktoberfest.
I like this. This is good. And,
the food, by the way, everything was fantastic. But the beer, that was the curveball, man.
Yeah, but the last word on bratwurst, frankly, you know, all day boiling that garbage when you can just like put it in a microwave and stick it between two pieces of bread.
I boil it in beer all day.
It's a hot dog. It's an effing hot dog, okay? It's tubular meat.
You know what?
Meat.
Irish. He's Irish.
He is.
Take a break and come back with more on the Michael Merritt Show. We'll be right back. Hey, for all you beachgoers, we want to make sure you listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're heading down the ocean, hon, you can listen to us Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's a programming note. The big debate, of course, Monday night.
Yes.
And Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. There will be a brand new episode of Political Persuasions.
What?
I will be taping that Tuesday. post-debate. It will be my post-debate political persuasion show. Everybody's going to be talking about the debate. I'm not going to be able to have enough for you.
Have you booked a guest?
Yes, Rob Spiewak will be joining me. Rob's just going to be there. We're going to be doing political persuasion, and it will be available probably mid-afternoon, mid to late afternoon on Tuesday.
Dinner time.
Post-debate, and you'll be able to enjoy that. So not only a regular show on Tuesday, but a political persuasion show on Tuesday for you after the debate, a special political persuasions episode of the Mike O'Mara Show, or political persuasions, whichever you
Perfect.
Want to call it. Anyway, welcome back to the show brought to you by FanDuel. We love FanDuel. I'm playing FanDuel with you this week. I want to apologize to everybody that's been nice enough to offer their help with my lineup. I haven't gotten back to you yet, but I plan to. Calling all fantasy football fans, put your skills to the test this week for a chance to win cash. We love FanDuel. And by the way, unfortunately, the Mike O'Mara Show League is filled up.
Yes.
You can play all the leagues you want at FanDuel. And you can also play their Sunday Million Tournament, paying out at least $1 million in prizes. Think you know fantasy football? Prove it at FanDuel and do it right now. Try FanDuel now and get up to $50 in free entries. New users who deposit will get 5 free entries to NFL 50-50 Beginner Contest, valued up to $50. You'll get 1 free entry a week, 5 weeks. The value of free entries varies on deposited amounts. Go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, and use the code TMOS for 5 free entries. That's FanDuel.com, promo code TMOS, void where prohibited. And, of course, we'll be talking about it next week to see who the big winner.
We are so quick to apologize for the league filling up. I want to say thank you to the people that fill up the league. They do it every week. You guys are great. Thank you so much for doing that.
With the sponsor, when you put immediately you get 250 people
love it,
jump
love
right
it.
In. That's very cool. Thank you. We appreciate it.
So for the German food, Carrie, you know, she handled some of it. I handled most of it because that's how it works out. And I said, well,
German
we need to
food.
We need
we
need beer. And I got a case of Beck's because that's a good beer. But right. I said, let's do something special.
Right.
We have a new brew pub that has opened up in Leesburg. It's called Dog Money. And I questioned that, and we've been there to lunch before. I said, why is it called Dog Money? And the 12-year-old waiter said, well, people like dogs and people like money, so they called it Dog Money.
That's really that's the answer he
gave
you?
That's it.
Good luck.
God.
Well, they have some pretty fantastic brew. So I got...
She'd been there before.
Yes. And so I got two growlers of the Oktoberfest, which they had just released. And I went in and I said... Could I sample that, please? And so they gave me a free one. And I said,
what did you get?
I got two growlers of Oktoberfest. And then one that they have is a German triple. I'm sorry, a Belgian triple, which is, I think.
Oh, I did that at American University in 1979.
With an exchange student?
Oh, it was incredible. I swear to God. That, you know, really, I mean, I've had sex since, but nothing will ever compare to it. All right, go ahead.
And
so
they're all very...
What is a Belgian triple?
A Belgian triple is, I think it is, they do one of the processes 3 times as opposed to twice.
Exactly, and it's usually around 10% alcohol.
Yeah, it's pretty, pretty high-octane stuff, but here's the deal.
You know, I will
be honest with
you.
It tastes very mild, but it's very, very strong.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, the thing is, though, having those ABVs that are really super high.
Right.
I normally, you know, you it's hard not to taste the alcohol in there, right?
You don't on this. Now, really? I had some experience with a triple once before, and I told this story on this very program when I started drinking a triple at the Alamo movie theater without knowing what it was.
Right.
And when we saw the Elvis movie, that's the way it is. And I did the math afterwards, and I realized that by the time Elvis had sung his closing number, I had drunk the equivalent of a case of beer.
Yeah. My roommate did that.
And so when Elvis is singing Mary in the Morning, I'm crying. I'm literally in tears. And Carrie says, what is the matter with you? I said, it's just so pretty. So I know what the triple can do.
Right.
And but I don't know that all the other people in the supper club are aware of the potency and the deliciousness of this beer, because you have to agree, when you go to
It's
a brew,
great, but it's got a tremendous amount of alcohol.
And when you go
it.
To a brew pub that knows what they're doing and the beer tastes good, it goes down awfully easy.
Very mellow.
Yes.
That I will tell you, based on my own personal experience with, I think it was called High Lie, which didn't have that much booze.
Right.
These IPAs terrify me. They really, they're scary. Whatever beer, when you talk about that much alcohol, they're very scary.
Yeah.
They can get you.
Because
really
you truly don't know how they're going to affect you. So people start arriving at about 6. House smells great. Everything's going great. Pour the beers out. I actually have some old beer steins that I had from when my parents were growing up.
Yeah, you just happened to have them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had them down
right
in the
next to your Hindenburg collection, Nazi.
I went down into the hate room and got my steins, washed them. So it was fun. You know what?
Moved out the Mussolini plates from the back.
Hey, it's not him.
I know. Okay, so you pour it into steins. It's a really good
thing. And
you're getting
into it. Doing some appetizers and having some beer. And at one point, this was the first time I knew that we have to be careful with what we serve. I look over and Mr. Chubbuck, Rob, good friend of mine, is just sort of sitting by himself on the couch.
Okay.
And, there's social interaction. There's 7 other people. And the kids are running around. They're not drinking beer, but, there's a lot of stuff. And I go and I sit next to Rob. I say, Rob, are you okay? He says, that beer. I said, yeah.
No.
I just had one. I said, yeah, it was a half liter. I poured it. It went right to my head.
Oh, and I said, no.
Can
did
I get
you warn,
you?
Did you warn everybody that it was?
I didn't think I had to.
Oh, no.
And I said, do you want a glass of water? So he says, I think I'm going to be okay.
But see, Rob, and this is your alcoholism, it's nothing for you.
Yeah. No.
But for him, is he a slight dude?
No,
is
he's a big guy, but it hit him. And
it doesn't
started
matter.
And I started to think that, and you and I have had a theory for years that different alcohols affect you different ways.
Yeah, but the whole thing with it, here's the thing about beer.
Yeah.
And now would it qualify as an IPA? Would it be called like
No, not at all.
No, this was the Oktoberfest
expert boy.
No, I think the Oktoberfest.
Calm your ass down, Jesus Christ.
Was technically a lager.
Lager 10% alcohol by volume.
No, but that's the triple. The Oktoberfest was, I think, 6 to 7. Somewhere
which one
in the
did Chubbuck
say?
I don't remember. I imagine it might have been the triple, the way it hit him.
So you had a variety pack and you didn't tell.
No, I had the growlers out. I think he might have even poured his own. So let the court reflect. I did not have anything to do with it.
But
he bounced back.
Annihilate you, and they're scary because it's not like a beer. It's why I drink Miller Lite.
So the drinking continues into the night, and everyone that hosts the supper club, there's usually a certain personality with what everyone hosts. For example, when the Chubbucks host, they decorate and they go very overboard because she comes from the restaurant business. And so she really knows how to entertain. The Talamys are fancy cooks. And and the Feuerbach, because
who are the other people? The
Talamys?
Are they Italian?
No, it's spelled with a Y.
That's right. I'm sorry, nobody ethnic in your group. Right?
Hey, Feuerbach is very, very German.
Yo,
how about
German?
That?
Yeah, that's it.
That's okay.
That's okay with you. I'm just talking about you. Won't get any
Feuerbach.
Fernandez or Clarence Washington. You won't get any of that at the Spiewak Germany party.
Hey, I didn't organize the supper club. I was invited in. Thank you kindly.
Yeah. Hey, we boiled the bratwurst in pure water because purity is the theme. Racial purity. The theme of today's fantastic.
Would you like one of these blonde ales?
Yeah, please cleanse your shoes before you come in.
So early on, Mr. Chubbucks gets wasted.
Yeah.
Is everybody blottoed?
They're
the
not blotto, but I think the beer is really getting to the cortex, because one of the things that happens when we host is we spend a lot of focused time on appetizers and cocktails. No shock if you know me. And so there's a lot of drinking and no one's eaten yet. And
do you have appetizers for this besides?
Yeah, had, I think we had a shrimp cocktail and some other stuff, a nice cheese, some stuff like that.
A nice cheese.
A nice cheese, Mike.
Nice cheese. Pretty good little Saturday in suburban USA.
Served with the mini pumpernickel to keep with the German theme.
Oh, that's delightful.
Yeah,
that's
Carrie's idea. Lots of ideas.
So wish I was there. Anyway, so what happened now?
You didn't get your invitation.
No,
so everyone's drinking on the deck, right? And I go, and I'm going back and forth. These are the two conversations I get to hear before dinner, and it's really, I'm thinking, this beer has got to be like truth serum. I go out to the table, your old table, as a matter of fact. Remember the one you sold me? Beautiful.
Yeah, we moved.
Yeah, they're sitting out on the deck. The women are debating about the most doable men in the school system of parents.
I'm way better.
You mean like teachers or
teachers
or
are
parents?
Part of it, and parents. And
so this can be a teacher or a father.
Yeah,
of
okay, grown up men cool. that you would see in the school. And
by
then,
the way, I just have to pass along. I did the pickup this week in my depleted condition since my kid's been back at school. I did my very first pickup at a 3-year old school, and oh my,
really?
Oh. First of all, you know, I guarantee you, these women that are looking at me say, "Hey, Grandpa's picking up today." But it was, it was a strong, it was a target-rich environment.
Maybe you should have them back to the house for a triple pills.
No,
they're not old enough.
No.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
So then the guys, I sit down and get in on it, and we actually are systematically rating other moms, dads, and teachers in the Loudoun County area.
See, that's a great conversation.
And it
was
fantastic.
Who was the number one seed?
The number one seed, I cannot say, but I will tell you after the show.
Okay, so you cannot say because, well, I mean, can I at least find out whether it's a parent or a teacher?
It was a parent.
A parent. Oh, really? And going away easy? Like,
yeah.
Like
yeah. And then, well, I will say this. The male parent, the girls all agreed on, and I guess that the guys sort of signed off on, but we weren't all that into it. And then when we came up with...
None of the guys at the party said, "I'd do him too."
In a second. And no, we weren't that drunk. And so then when we named the best female candidate, meow.
Oh, sure. And well, that's the natural reaction, especially if there's alcohol. They're going to have a lot of fun and be loud and boisterous with the man that they want to bang in the school. But as soon as you guys go down the same. And by the way, let me ask, because this is bad alcohol judgment on the men at the party. Y'all made a really bad mistake here. Did you guys piggyback on their conversation and decide, "Hey, we can do this too"?
Sort of organically happened at the same time. Yeah. I don't think any bad missteps were made in that way, and I know what you mean. But
yeah, the line should simply be as drunk as you are. Even if you're drunk, the line should simply be, "No one we can think of that's not at this party. Pass the pumpernickel and cheese, will you please?"
It's
Thank you, Rob.
And so
I think Mrs. Habesham, oh man, she's smoking hot. Yeah.
When we finally determined the hottest mom,
yes,
this is what was said. "Her, she's bipolar. Have you seen her Facebook posts? Give me my phone." And they're saying, "Look what she wrote. Have you ever seen someone so passive aggressive? And by the way, she's not as pretty as she thinks she is."
Wow. Oh, that's
so
fun.
I go in to check the tenderloin.
And I'm thinking, you haven't even eaten yet?
And I'm thinking, there's no way this can progress much worse. And I'll be very careful about how we present this last topic. When I come back out, not 5 minutes later, they're talking about, are you familiar with the hand gesture known as the shocker?
Oh, God.
Oh. Mean like, it, like pink and stink?
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, my. Yeah.
I'm not going to point any fingers. You'll pardon the expression.
Are we going to have to edit that out, by the way?
We might.
I don't know. Anyway, so one of the men of the group, and I'm not going to point any fingers, says,
rhymes with ink.
He said, "Haven't you ever seen the sticker of the three fingers?" And they said, "I think I have. What does it mean?" And he said, "It means one in the and two." And she said, "Well, what does that mean?" Give me the phone. These parties
sound like fun.
Give me the phone. And so he brings up a photo and shows her. And this is what you hear echoing back from the row of townhouses from behind me. "Oh, no!" Because it's all outside and it's getting louder and louder and louder and louder. And I excuse myself from this and I say, "You know what? Dinner's almost ready. So anything you want to do before dinner, now would be the time to do it." And I go inside and I tell Carrie, I said, "They're ready to eat. And next time we're only serving beer from a bottle." That's it.
Sounds to me like best supper club party ever.
Yeah.
You know what the best thing about it is? That wasn't even the best one ever.
Let me say one more thing about it. Let me ask you one last thing.
Sure.
Is there anybody when they get a little, you know, that that proves just a little difficult? And you don't have to mention any names at all. But is there anybody that, you know, it's a, because how many total people?
Four couples.
Eight. Oh, that's a small group. But still, is there usually the person that you
can argumentative?
Count, yeah, you can. Well, you can count on getting like S housed, like almost a stone cold lock.
Well, I'll say this. And yes, especially if her husband for some reason isn't there. And okay, we've seen that. And I think every person to a man in that group has accused me of trying to poison them at one point or another. But wow. I love my friends. It's a great group. And if you don't have a supper club, I say get yourself one. It's good stuff.
Man. All right. And the thing that Rob didn't mention because he wanted to keep it a family show is that after they saw that bumper sticker and that hand gesture, they all practiced it. Well, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
When we come back, it's news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. Out of the darkness in
this moment. Hello, this is Alexa, the voice of Amazon Echo. Oscar liked me so much that he shared me with all his friends for the holidays. Tee-hee. I love servicing all of Oscar's friends, and unlike that Siri, I can pronounce compulsive. If you want to find out about all the sexiest new tech, listen to Tech 411 on the More Network and buy me through the Amazon link on MikeOmaraShow.com. Buy a t-shirt.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. When it comes to magazines, you know what you like.
Yeah.
And with Texture, you get everything you like in one super convenient place. The Texture app lets you tap into the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere, right on your smartphone or tablet. It's how I get all of my magazine content, and I absolutely love it. And I like the fact that it's simple to use. Just click the headlines, and Texture will take you instantly to your article. You'll never run out of stuff you love. You truly could not go through it if you tried to get all your magazine content and go through it. It's impossible.
No, you
couldn't. There's so much great stuff. And their editorial team at Texture, they're going to give you new content just for you every day that's selected for what you like. Sign up for Texture right now and get instant access, insider access, to all the content from the world's best publications. And really, this is a great way to get magazine content. And you can share it with the family. Share Texture with the whole family. That makes it cost effective. The best part? Texture is offering a free trial right now. When you go to texture.com/TMOS, you get immediate access to all of the top magazines. It's the best way to get magazine content, including back issues and bonus video content. Start binging for free right now at texture.com/TMOS. That's texture.com/TMOS.
News.
Man, oh man. Surprised we have time for the news. I didn't know Rob was going to go on a marathon rant with that. That sounds like that sounds like a great supper club party.
They're great people. You know what? If you're ever in town, we'd love to have you. And I won't serve German crap.
Now I understand why you're the way you are on Mondays, on certain days. You just say double hangover, 2-day hangover.
It happens,
exactly what it was. It looks like we know why Angelina Jolie filed for divorce. Brad Pitt is reportedly being investigated for being verbally abusive to one or more of their, like, 500 kids last week.
Right.
And maybe, this is not funny, physically abusive. It happened on a private jet from Paris to L.A. on Wednesday. Sources say Brad was drunk and started, quote, screaming and getting physical with the kids, and after they landed, he was still yelling at the kids on the tarmac. You know, you think private air, all the money in the world, not a care in the world. I guess some people still have the problem.
Question for you, though. Do you think any of this is spun by her camp?
I don't know. It's
really hard to say.
It is, and it's, but already, you know,
ugly.
This is appearing to be quite ugly. Someone who saw it called the Department of Children and Child and Family Services anonymously. Okay, this is somebody who saw it. Brad and Angelina.
Hi, this is not George Clooney.
Brad and Angelina have both been interviewed, and the investigation is ongoing. The FBI is actually on it, too, because it happened mid-flight. So that's the
jurisdiction. So that makes it, wow, because it's on an airplane. That's crazy.
Very interesting. Hillary Clinton did one of those awkward between two ferns interviews with Zach Galifianakis for Funny or Die. And if you've seen one of these, it's what you'd expect. It was funny. It was mostly scripted, but it was great. It's all about the guest reaction. She did really well.
She did.
You can see it online. And my funniest moment, I have to share this with you because it's not going to spoil it, is when Zach asked her what happens if she gets pregnant.
Yeah.
That was funny. And, you know, I just love those. They're fantastic.
Can I play one? I was going to do it in the vault. Can I play one short clip here since you brought
it up? Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. I love this. This is just a throwaway, and it is so beautiful between the two of them.
I'd love to meet the person who makes your pantsuits.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because for Halloween, I wanted to go as a librarian from outer space.
I think that would be a good look on you.
Yeah, it's great. It's a lot of fun.
He's funny, boy.
Marla Maples was in Mexico recently. This is number two wife for Donald?
Yes.
To do some, maybe three, I'm not sure, some charity work. But she says she was advised not to go because of all the horrible stuff Donald Trump said about Mexico, and they were worried that could put her at risk. Here's the quote. Everyone was urging me not to go. They were just concerned of all the comments that were made, and I was being advised that it wasn't a good time to go to Mexico. It could be a danger, even being the ex-wife. She went anyway, but she used an alias, and fortunately everything went smoothly. Here's the quote, I'm big into intuition and trusting where I'm meant to be at the right time, and this was just a great opportunity. Much like when she married the Donald.
Yeah. Onward and upward, Marla.
She was there to help install filtration systems for people who didn't have access to clean water, so she's doing some good.
Oh, good for her. That's on Matt Damon's cause.
Haven't heard a lot from her, right?
Would
she's
you
supporting
even
the Donald, right?
Would you even recognize her if you saw her?
I probably wouldn't at this stage.
Yeah,
game,
I would think that she's
sure
probably
like
safe
it.
Down there, you know.
A new survey found 68% of us think kids should get an allowance for doing chores. 40% said it should start between 8 and 10 years old. And about 30% say it should start as early as 5. Here are 11 chores and how much the average person thinks they're worth. I don't know where the survey was taken, but I'll go
cool.
1 to 11. Mowing the lawn. How much do you think you should pay a kid each time? Well, you have a small lawn, but
yeah, but I mean that
an
is
average
that
suburban
is
lawn.
So open. I would $10.
$6.28.
Oh, I'd pay
change.
That in a sec.
Where'd they get the $28 from? That's the priciest one on the list. Cleaning the garage.
That would to me. That's a bigger job than mowing the lawn. $6.
By the way, I'm going to round up and down.
Okay, $6.
Putting the change in is just you know, it tells me our friends at our little prep service.
Yeah,
it's Friday. They bring in the D crew. By the way, really, do you ever read the shtick they do for some of these stories, Rob? When they bring it in there, you know. By the way, let me give you the punchline at the beginning of the story. Duh.
We're going to use a lot of exclamation points so you know where to laugh.
Cleaning the garage, $5.
$5.
Doing the laundry, $3. Cleaning a common area like the living room, $3. Being responsible for a pet, that means feeding or walking.
Yeah, walking.
$3.
That's good.
Sweeping and mopping up. Hey, another $3. Dusting or wiping down countertops, $2. Cleaning the bedroom, $2. Hey, by the way, cleaning the bedroom free in
yeah,
my house.
Keep it, yeah, keep it clean.
Doing the dishes, $2. Taking out the trash. No, I think an allowance is based on giving a number that weekly and then making sure that they do what they say they're going to do or they don't get anything.
That's the beauty of it is that you have to give in order to take away.
Tony, how much is yours right now?
Well, as you know, Mike, she doesn't pay him in money.
Okay, 80-year-old woman. She's in she's named Barbara Cox.
Who?
Barbara Cox in Sussex, England. She was there for 3 days and unable to get out because of angry seagulls. Yeah, it says here there was a pack of angry gulls outside of her house. Every time she tried to leave, they would block her way and stop her.
Flying rats, now, they're evil birds.
You know that I am a partial a resident of Maine. I know my way around gulls. They are large, they are nasty, and they can be a pain. When she called the cops, they said that they could not help her because it wasn't a police matter. That's British cops. She thinks maybe it was because they were protecting a dead chick. Now, the way this is written, you would think, what, the cops were or the gulls were? They think the gulls were protecting a dead baby bird.
But you know what? The gulls also, they get to know their environment. And do you remember when going to the boardwalk in Atlantic City was still a thing like 10 years ago?
Sure.
The gulls would dive bomb and get food out of people's hands that were just walking because there's no parameters. Well, they're big, bold, scary birds.
You know, I've been on a lobster boat. I've been on fishing boats up in Maine. There's seagulls all over the place. Yeah. They're were thick up there. And one of my great childhood memories is, I think I was like 13, coming back from a fishing trip with my dad, and a gull pooped on his head.
That's
and it hurt him. Actually hurt his forehead, and we laughed our asses off. He was like, you know, we're driving back there, cleaning the fish in the back of the boat, and the gulls are all going,
mine.
And suddenly my dad goes, ow, and we looked, and there was like the brown in the middle with the white.
Oh,
like a fried egg on his head.
I love that when the gulls killed the woman in the movie The Birds. That was so sweet.
Tippi Hedren.
No, she lived. It was.
But that was the actress.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Hot.
Tippi
Red
Hedren.
Hot. Mm.
She finally made a run for it, this lady, after one of the gulls bit her in the leg and she needed to get to the hospital.
That's a stupid bird. A bird can fly. You can go higher than the leg.
Even though the bird bit her and it ended ugly, the police are standing by their decision not to use their resources to help. So, I don't trust the lady. I think she probably faked the cut.
I don't know. I'm scared of birds.
And now a little something-something for you guys. A 54-year-old gentleman named Mark Johnson from Deltona, Florida, robbed a bank last month, and he covered his face by wearing a bandana and a white hat with a pink breast cancer awareness ribbon embroidered on it. Then on Saturday, he went back to the same bank to rob it again.
Nice. Well,
and he wore the same white hat with the breast cancer ribbon on it. The employees recognized the hat, realized he was going to rob the place again. They called the cops, and Mark was arrested down the street from the bank. Duh. He said he had a gun during the robbery, so even though he never showed one, he was still charged with two counts of, that's right, armed robbery and grand theft. As for the hat, apparently it belonged to his wife. And that's why today's slogan of the day, ladies and gentlemen, Florida. Come for the sun, stay for the stupid. Thank you very much. Have a nice weekend, everybody. That's your magic little news. We've got the Magic Audio Ball coming up next right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. I'm Ray Paul. Hey!
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein, and we're jam-packed.
That sounds like a personal problem. On tomorrow's episode, Gary extends a very warm invitation to me.
That's a first.
Also, brand new music for you.
I'm very excited about that.
And do you know what a paraprostokian is?
And you said it right.
The answers to all of this will be revealed. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
And buy a case of t-shirts.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to tell you about our bonus packages. Who wants a little more? Who doesn't? More is better. I'm right about this. TMOS, you want some more in your life? Well, we do a bonus show. Got a great one this week. Each week we record a sixth episode of the show, uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the 2016 TMOS bonus package. You can do it all year long. You get full access to the bonus content, plus our anthology, over a 25% savings. It's all for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. When you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So why wait?
Yeah.
Whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get it done. The TMOS bonus package. Order it right now because you are worth it. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Friday, September 23rd, 2016. Take it away, Rob.
I'm about to play a lot of great tapes, but none of them will be as important as what you're about to hear right now.
Why are you talking like a DJ?
Happy birthday, Carrie Spiewak.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's Carrie's birthday today.
Yep, she is celebrating a birthday today. I will not reveal her age because it's haunting her today. But
are you, was she?
No, it's not a big one, but it's getting
it's not
close
the big
to a
4-0.
4-0, are you kidding?
Was she 5-0? She older than you?
Oh, yeah, a lot older than me.
Is she really?
Really?
Mrs. Robinson?
Yeah. She will
Are you going to play a tape for her?
No, I just wanted to say happy birthday, and I love her very much. She has made my life so much better.
She get loaded at the party the other night?
No, you know, she doesn't when we host. She sometimes does when we're out. She will be actually, it's funny you would mention it, she's going out with the Supper Club ladies tonight. I will be celebrating with her tomorrow, but today is her actual birthday.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Yeah. She is the best. We love
her
very much.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carrie. Happy birthday to you. You're married to him.
Mike, don't sing so loud. You'll wake her. Let's. Remember the lady you talked about in England that had called the cops? Here's another lady who had a police issue. She is in England, and she picked up her iPhone and she said, Siri, call the police. Siri called the police. She was going to report someone who was driving erratically. And after 3 minutes on the phone with the police, she realized the police department she called was in Massachusetts. So this is the end of the conversation, and I really like the way the cops...
England, come for the rain, stay for the stupid.
I think you'll like the way the Massachusetts police ended the call. This is, remember, after 3 minutes of her trying to report a crime in England.
Where am I called then?
Well, you've called the Barnstable Police Department.
Yes.
In Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
Yes, Massachusetts.
Sorry, there's no way you can help me then, is there? I've got to get off the phone.
Where exactly are you calling from?
England?
Yeah. Well, our response time is going to be about 6 hours.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go on, laugh.
Never mind. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, my tooth just fell out.
Never mind. Bye-bye.
Our response time is going to be 6 hours. I love that. All right, Mike, name this TV theme. It's a great one. I think it might
Chips.
Even... No, you're close because it sounds like Chips, but I think this actually charted. Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I. Okay.
And in a world that is devoid of fresh ideas, in fact, tonight a new version of MacGyver premieres on television.
Did you watch your Kiefer Sutherland show?
I loved it.
Oh, God, I didn't get to it.
You got to watch it, Mike. It's got a great setup. There's one weakness to it, is the plot is actually, in a way, to me, kind of believable that it could happen.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
But the problem is they've already introduced... the fact that Kiefer Sutherland's kid is a troublemaker. I don't need a bad, okay. good-looking right. teen kid.
That's a good review. I'll check it out.
But I'd it's like worth watching. It. I really enjoyed it.
And it's with the what's the title so we can get everybody
Designated
to watch
Survivor.
It. Designated Survivor. It's the only one like in the fall lineup that I'm really excited about.
He was Kiefer Sutherland is the head of HUD, and he was the one guy that had to stay home from the. What is it? The State of the Union address.
Yeah, and they were going to ask him to resign, and then all of a sudden he's the one guy.
So I really liked it. And his wife is Trey Box.
Okay,
so check it out.
All right, check it out.
Also this weekend, the movie, the television version of the movie The Exorcist premieres on television. I will be checking that out as Gina Davis. But just if you didn't think there weren't enough original ideas, ABC is developing a spinoff of Magnum P.I. So... it's based on the fact that at the end of Magnum P.I., they had introduced Magnum's daughter, and it's Magnum P.I.'s daughter solving crimes in Hawaii on the American Broadcasting Company.
F.U. ABC. Really.
Yeah. But you know what? The big F.U. still goes to CBS, and here's why. Do you know why they created Magnum P.I.? Because they needed a show to use all the production facilities they still had in Hawaii from Hawaii 5-0.
Really? Well, worked out well for them, didn't it, huh?
Yeah, and then they fired everybody, like they always do.
Absolutely.
But anyway, so we'll see what happens. That's in the works. No word if the 70, I believe he's 71 now, 71-year-old Tom Selleck will be a part of it. But doubtful because he's working for CBS at Blue Bloods now. So we'll see. But again, no original ideas ever. Jimmy Kimmel last night did a very special, unnecessary Obama censorship. That I thought was pretty good. I know we haven't played one of these in a long time.
This is good. I like
this. But when they're funny, these are very funny.
They must come up with a fair compromise in the next few days that can pass both houses of Congress. And a that I can
Let's stop the excuses. Let's take a vote in the House. Let's end this right now.
That's the main thing I want to do is I want to Hillary Clinton.
Now I remember when butt was just something I did in college around 2 a.m.
He retired with 17 records, even as he missed a season in his prime to in the Navy.
I know it's cold outside, but I'm up.
Yeah, that's a
pretty good one.
That twofer. That
like
twofer
that.
Is the new one. That
I like the
doot,
good stuff.
He just wants to beep, beep.
That's right. At 2 a.m. I know you love a Whoopi Goldberg. She's very wise. Did you know that she was a chronic, I won't even say chronic, I'll say habitual, medicinal marijuana user for chronic pain?
I didn't know
she
that.
She vapes.
I don't know if that's pain necessarily.
Well, she says it's pain, and here she is talking about it with Neil deGrasse Tyson, and that she doesn't do it to get high, she claims, but she does use it for pain management.
I call it my sippy pen because I can sip it to the place where I need it to be, where it doesn't hurt anymore. Mm. So I'm not, again, I'm not looking to get high because, you know, at this age, I don't need to get high. But I would like to be pain-free, and so this works. So I use it for that. And, you know, there's a lot of ill people, and this is really a way for them to get through their day. And so, I want people to feel better.
I love her. I think she's great.
That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah, she sells it, doesn't she?
She makes you believe it.
Better than Oxy.
Want to go out and get one of those sippy pens right sippy. Now.
Hey, by the way, I do stand by my recommendation of the new Beatles documentary, which is on Hulu. She's featured in it. She saw them at Shea Stadium in 1965. She was at that Beatles
concert. Much
better
documentary to watch if you get really high.
Yeah, yeah. Take the sippy pen and go crazy.
I'm probably going to see the Magnificent Seven this weekend, too.
Carrie and I will see Sully tomorrow, so we can talk about that. I'm looking forward to that.
Very good.
Let's close with this. Mike, it's a drunk Scottish guy. This is a Facebook video, and I can only sort of, the details, like so many videos, are sketchy. It appears that he was making some sort of Halloween costume that involved cutting armholes and a face hole and a big box.
Okay.
And when he put it on, it was too tight for him to get it off. So he's stuck in the box, and he's Scottish, and he's drunk, and Mike, he's upset.
Marie, f***ing joke's a joke, right? It was funny at the start. I can't get f***ing out. I can't get it off. Marie, it was funny for a while with the neighbours. I can't get the f***ing butt. I can't get my arms out. Help me. Marie, get the f***ing box off me. Marie, get the box off me.
That's your magic audio ball. Happy birthday, Carrie. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Happy birthday, Carrie. Spiewak, that's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We are all about you. Thanks for the continued passionate support of all things TMOS, and please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. And Pony, don't forget that thing we talked about.
Yeah, Pony. Wrote it down.
Show. Yeah,
I'm
Pony.
Sure that's in the, and keep it somewhere where it's like always there. All these stupid ideas.
Yeah, keep
safe
it in the eye of the hurricane.
Yes. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Pony Boy, Matt Bloom, and all the interns, this is Mike O'Mara saying, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.